We are hosting out here at Hometown Pizza in Manitow Beach our second annual high school football coaches preview show.
And we can actually say that, second annual.
Second annual.
I hate when people say first annual because it's not an annual if it's only the first.
The inaugural.
Right, that's what you have to
Last
say.
Last year we had our inaugural.
Right, this year first.
Now we're making this an annual thing.
Yes, so this is...
Second annual.
Is it?
Yes.
Because it's the first of the annuals, though.
Second annual.
Okay. Just making sure.
We have better things to talk about than the definition of annual versus inaugural.
That's right.
We have...
We've got to talk three-peat.
That's right.
that's what we need to talk about here as we're bringing in Coach Bill Wilhelm.
Let's get that right out there to start the interview, Coach.
Let's just start it off.
Oh, you guys are killing me.
Well, you know, it's not the first time you've heard that, though.
Yeah, no. And I keep seeing the polls, and I'm like, man, I appreciate the honor and stuff like that, but it's like it is a brand-new season. You got to each team's got to make their own identity, and I'm like, you know, we had a good scrimmage and that, but it's like, you know, you don't know until we actually get on the field this week and go after for a full game. So,
but you guys don't know how to lose 8-man games, though. So
I'm hoping we can continue to do that. I don't want to learn.
I was just going to say the goal is to keep that trend going, I'm sure.
It is.
Well, again, Coach, I mean, it's quite an honor, though, to be, you know, back-to-back state champs, have not lost a game since you've gone into the 8-man football. And I know when you sat down and realized that you're going to be going 8-man, that you didn't think 2 years later you'd be sitting here thinking you were back-to-back state champs and undefeated. So you know at some point in time, you know, things are going to happen. But, again, it is quite an accomplishment so far, and I know it's great for everybody to want to keep it going.
Yeah, it's all, you know, the senior group and the junior group that have been with us through those two state championship group, you know, teams, it's been amazing to see them and the hard work they put in this summer and stuff, because they want to keep it going and as long as we possibly can. So,
well, and you know, with that too, brings excitement. It makes kids want to be part of a program as well. So, you know, you talk to a lot of schools that are trying to, you know, recruit kids and make sure they get numbers and do all that, where, you know, you're looking at the fact that, you know, you got people that want to be part of your program.
Yeah, although I'd like to have more. Our depth this year is not where it was last year and stuff, but again, school enrollment, you know, the 2008 recession, I think just you're starting to see the effects of that coming in
stuff.
So it's one of those where, you know, hey, we're always open to more kids, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, you mentioned that depth, and that's so critical no matter what you're playing, 11-man or 8-man, it really doesn't matter. But to have kids that can step in during a game as needed, or, you know, unfortunately kids get nicked up sometimes playing this game, and if they can't play the next game, you need that next man up mentality for sure.
You definitely do. And, like, you know, I've been fortunate for the past probably 5 or 6 years, we've always went with 8 or 9, sometimes 11 different receivers, and rolling two groups in and always being able to stay fresh. And, you know, this year I feel like we've got 7 good receivers that we can throw to and stuff, and so we'll roll a little bit, but it's not quite the depth that I'd like to have. I thought our offensive line was going to be the strong point of our team this year, because we returned a couple of the boys that were starters the last couple years, and, you know, nobody's seen them yet because they've been dinged, and we went into the scrimmage with all three of our starters, and so it's like, okay. So we've gotten some good reps for some other kids in that capacity, and, you know, we'll be looking at that this week again at Genesee and seeing what we can do.
Well, looking at the schedule, Coach, a little bit of a challenge out of the gate. 3 straight road games to start the season. But if you can make it through that, then you come home for 4 straight. So a little bit of a ping pong to the schedule there.
Yeah, unfortunately, you look at week 3, well, even week 2 at Toledo Christian, they're going to be a dynamite team. But week 3, Pittsburgh coming down from 11-man, you know, they looked awesome in their scrimmage with Morenci. And then, you know, if we survive that one, then we go to NC Colon, who, you know, I think between them and Powers North Central are going to be the two teams that are going to be back in the Division II state championship game. So,
Yeah, and we'll have that call-in game. It's on the air, your first home game after the championship, so we're excited to have that one on there and against a pretty good team in the Magi.
Yeah, and they probably got – I think my Davis boy is one of the best players in the state, but their quarterback is – he's probably the best athlete in our league, and he might be the best athlete in Division VIII this year. He's just – he's fabulous. So
well, and you mentioned Davis. He's just going to be a force on both sides of the ball for you.
Yeah, we look forward to what he's. You know, he's had a great summer. He's added so much weight, and his strength levels are up, and his hands have always been great and stuff. So you know, playing Mike linebacker, we've moved him to the slot receiver. So you either got to change your defense, or you're going to give me a linebacker on him. So you know, it's kind of like what we did with the Adelman boy last year. So
yeah, it's nice to have those mismatches on your side.
It is. And, you know, we've got some other, you know, with the Boggs boy, he's 6'5", the Towler boy, 6'3", the Stewart boy is short, but he catches everything, and he's an all-state power lifter, so it's nice to have a kid like that, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, but I just got to develop some quarterbacks that can get him the ball again. This is my third straight year. It was nice having Adam back in the day where I had him for four years. And now it seems like I only have quarterbacks for 1 year, but it's been nice because
it's worked out for you.
Won state championships.
Well, that was going to be my next question is, you know, what are you going to do to replace, you know, Asher back there?
Yeah, Sam Lutz is going to be probably my starting quarterback, but Brenner Powers will be my tailback, and I feel like I'm back to 2 years ago where I can switch Gallant and Chesser and feel very confident with either one of them at quarterback. And we did that in the scrimmage, and it worked out really well for us there. So I like my
that. Like your options.
Yeah, and Brenner is a sophomore, and Sam's a junior. So we'll have those kids around for a couple years.
That's nice to have.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that is the options are there, and I guess that that's always good to have. But again, and you kind of know where you're at, though, and I think that's a nice thing. You know, when we were talking to Stefan early and trying to figure out, you know, what Morenci's going to be and how they're going to have their identity, and you know, and then you know, he's going to have to kind of learn with it going forward, and you know, and you know, you've got a couple years in it now, and so you know, your identity is set. Now it's just making sure you get everybody put in place right.
Yeah, I think one of the things, like even this year for us, you're going to see, you know, in the past, you, I mean, John knows it's, you know, when you have the speed, you tend to go vertical with the passing game and more horizontal with the run game. Mm-hmm. And this year, I think we're going to be more vertical with the run game and more horizontal with the passing game because I don't have that Chesser or Clay Ayers that can hit a corner. Now, I think Brenner will be there, but again, he's only a sophomore.
It's a work in progress.
He is.
Yep.
But I like my matchups with Davis and those guys on the outside. So if we can get them the ball, I think, in space, I still like the athletes in space concept.
Good to have chess pieces, isn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Well, and I know, I mean, you know, again, we talk about Davis a little bit, but he's a guy that, you know, probably be playing next year somewhere as well. I know it probably, you know, an eight-man still, it's a little bit harder to find guys sometimes, but I know with the success you've had and the guys you've had that have, you know, made it out, that he's probably a guy that's on some people's radar.
Yeah, we're, I know Hillsdale and Ashland are both recruiting him pretty heavily and stuff, and academically he's so sound, so it's going to be good that way. And so, and you know, other schools, I mean, obviously Taylor has taken a bunch of our kids in the past, and you know, Siena's had a couple and that kind of stuff. So, and then, you know, obviously Jamie's over at Indiana Wesleyan and stuff. So, you know, I think the pieces are there. You know, if he has a great year, he can move on, and I think there's a couple kids that can move on and play some college ball and stuff. Nice. So
always good to have those two.
Yeah.
it is. But again, you know, we joke about the three-peating stuff, but you know you're going to have a target with that. You know, I mean, you know, it's no doubt that everybody wants to be fired up when they're going to play Lenawee Christian. So that's one thing I know you probably got to preach to the kids is, look, you know, everybody wants to beat us.
I mean,
regardless, anytime you play a game, you want to, but there's probably a little bit more special for the opponents when they play you. So you got to make sure that your kids are saying, look, we got to be ready every week.
Right. Yeah. And we preach that. You just got to be 1-0 at the end of the week because that's the most important piece. And, you're absolutely right. All the stuff at the SCA meeting the other week, all the coaches telling me about the same thing. They're like, we've really got your game circled. I'm like, thanks, appreciate it.
Yeah, but that should also be a point of pride for you.
It is.
You know, to be everybody's target game, that means you're doing things right, and the kids are, you know, buying in and working hard, and the result is the success you've had.
It really is, John. And like I said, I told the kids, I said, just be excited about it. I said, the game of football, I said, for a lot of you guys, these 4 years are going to be those 4 years that you're going to remember the rest of your life. And for the rest of you guys, I said, you'll carry this into your college careers. And I said, just enjoy it. Yeah. It's so much fun.
Goes fast.
It does.
And then the world expects you to grow up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were at the Kenny Chesney concert last night up in Detroit, and just listening to him talk about his football days and stuff. I mean, here's somebody at mega stardom, and he still talks about his high school football days and stuff. So
glory days.
It is. The boys of fall.
But it's true. It is
it
very
sure
true.
Is.
So. Well, again, Coach, hopefully continued success. We appreciate you coming in and chatting a little bit about the Cougars. And as I said, the Colon game, we're looking forward to that. And hopefully you can keep things on the right side of that win column.
Well, I thank you, and I appreciate it. We'll do our best.
Sounds good. Once
All
again,
right.
That's Coach
All
Bill
right.
Wilharms from Illinois Christian to talk a little bit about the Cougars. We're going to take a quick timeout, and we've got Coach Scott Gallagher going to be talking a little Madison football when we come back right here on 96.5 The Cave.